دوست دارم که آرتیست امشب رو اول یه ویدیو ازش ببینیم. این هنرمند آمریکایی که حقیقتاً صدها فیلم بازی کرده و شما خیلی حتما میدونم که میشناسینش، یک تیکه از کارش رو آشنا میشیم و برمیگردیم که خودش رو معرفی بکنیم. این شما و این ویدیوی اریک رابرتس.
Where is my growth? Where is your manpower?
Do you know how long it takes for a cocoa field to produce?
Of course you don't, let me tell you.
I am making you rich, and being wealthy is very good. It allows people to be the real asswipes nature intended them to be.
This crowd is really into this one, anticipating a major battle between these two tough competitors.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Stuff of lights, cops, nothing.
Going to join your wife?
You let me go.
I can't hurt your chances.
It was from the events.
But you say said it couldn't hurt your chances. You're a lucky man.
I want the Joker.
From one professional to another. If you're trying to scare somebody, pick a better spot. From this height, fall wouldn't kill me.
خیلی خوشحالم که میتونم این هنرمند رو به شما معرفی بکنم و ما آشنا بشیم، نه تنها با هنرپیشه‌های آمریکایی، بلکه متوجه بشیم که چقدر این هنرمندهای خارجی راجع به ایران و کشور ما میدونن. خب این مصاحبه به دو قسمت خواهد بود. یه قسمتش امشب می‌بینیم و قسمت دیگرش رو هفته آینده. دوست عزیزمون هنرمند امشب آقای اریک رابرتس. Thank you. One more time, Eric Roberts, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first time we're doing a nightlife sort of show in Farsi, and we're bringing non-Iranian guests to introduce them to the community.
That's Eric, why the Iranian president, you know, called Barack. By the way, I saw the greatest picture upstairs in the hallway of Barack Obama with his feet up on the table with holes in the soles of his shoes on the television. Greatest picture.
Hey, yeah. That's a hardworking president right there.
That's a cool cat.
Yeah. Me and Eric just did a movie, and the director of the film was also Iranian. His name is Ali Zamani, and he made a great movie called Mole Dogs is coming out hopefully in the next 6 months is what I've heard. And I had the pleasure to work with Eric and being on set. And one thing I got to say, obviously Eric has years and years of experience. Everybody knows him, but he's so generous. You were so loving towards me when I was doing my acting. It's a comedy film, and he came up to me and gave me so much love about how funny I was in the movie. I didn't even know how to respond, Eric. I want to tell you now. I was speechless. I was like, So I want to thank you for your kindness.
Can I do something here?
Sure.
Kind of off. I brought my wife here today, and my wife is my favorite person. Can I bring her out here?
Of course. Please welcome Eliza Roberts.
Hey, baby.
We had a plan. I wasn't forgotten. But thank you.
I didn't know.
This is like being a proposal of marriage all over.
Eliza, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Do you guys want to sit next to each other?
Oh, we're like family.
Fine.
This
okay,
is great.
Okay, good.
I do a quick introduction so you know Eliza. Eliza is also not only an actress. She is a master of all tricks, manager. She has her own radio show. Books, you name it. So it's an honor to meet you in person and have
you
amongst our friends here
Thank
on the
you.
Show. It was so great because I have many different connections just happened this way to Eric and Eliza, one of my close friends in college. She married a guy who was a music manager named Jared. And Jared, we became all very close friends. Jared manages an incredible artist named Keaton Simon. And Keaton Simon is Eric's stepson. Yes.
My favorite singer-songwriter on the planet. And also, I love saying this because everybody hates when I do this. You know Stevie Ray Vaughan? You know who he was, Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yeah.
Anybody know who he was?
Yeah.
My stepson is as good a guitar player. All I got to do is listen to him to make him prove it to you.
Absolutely. I talked to Eliza, and I convinced her to allow us to bring Keaton to our show so we can introduce him separately as well.
Brothers, there's a resemblance that you guys have.
See? So finally, somebody gave me a compliment here. Thank you, Eliza. I would love to be his brother. That guy, he's got some game, I'll tell you that. Yeah, musicians, Eric. Eric, I have a question for you. You were in Dark Knight, and I can't even hold this in any longer. I want to know, first of all, I want to ask you, who's your favorite Batman?
Oh, Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, there we go.
Michael Keaton is by far my favorite Batman. I loved
that's
him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any Iranian friends by any chance?
Lots. We have an Iranian doctor.
Yeah.
Our general practitioner is Iranian. We have a ton of Iranian friends.
So if you become a doctor, you have a chance to be friends with Derek Roberts and
Eliza. Become a doctor.
What do you think of? Is there anything specific you notice about them? That you don't about your Iranian friends compared to your other friends, like something about them that you find more, common that's different than your other friends.
I like Iranian food.
He knows what he's.
That's good. I think really the only area where you can categorize like that would be food, because otherwise you want to kind of really help younger people realize. There, you can't generalize like that. I mean, there's always the exceptions. And even though we kind of want to identify each other, you just can't put, especially now, the world is getting to be just like a one place. And that's really
beautifully
great.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
So, I'd rather kind of think of it that way.
Iranians love you right now.
That's
so sweet.
Well, good. I mean,
I got to say about Iranians is that we grow up in a mentality that showing love and being hospitable is incredibly important in our culture.
Yeah.
You can find the worst Iranian guy with a heart of rock, but be his guest in his house. How about you? No problem. Come on in. Kill the sheep. Bring the whole sheep for this guy. We brought fruit for you guys.
Thank you.
Because this is an Iranian thing. I don't know. This obviously is not an Iranian set designer. Put this napkin in the middle. The Iranian ladies are like, what is this? I apologize. But if you like to have some food, feel free. If the food, we're definitely proud of our food. You know, when it comes to politics, the conversations are very difficult. They're like, the Iranians are like, you don't like our politics, you don't like what's going on right now. How about some kebabs?
Okay, so you know that Eric did a music video with a very, very popular Iranian female artist. Are you aware of that?
No.
I'm so afraid of mispronouncing it. Yes, it was Gagouche.
Gagouche!
So are you, did you know that? Why, first of all, on that set, he's still working off the weight he gained on that set, and he was only there for an hour. And it was a long time ago. The food, it was unbelievable. It just sort of never stopped, and it was amazing. And he's been craving it ever since.
It became a joke. Can you get Eric away from the craft service table? We're here to work.
And also, no, also the woman whose home we shot in, right? Yeah. She was coming out with tray after tray.
And I ate it all.
The other thing that we really loved on that set, and we actually did another Iranian movie after that, was just the passion. Every single person there.
Yes.
The kids who lived in the home, just the passion, and you're so, right, so welcoming, so
extremely
unbelievably welcoming.
People. Absolutely right. Thank you for that. Yeah. So this was a music video?
Yeah, music video for Gagoosh.
Oh,
that's
God.
An honor. I mean, that's like huge. And she is so popular. You can put a great, I mean, Keaton could put a video up there. You can put a great video up there. You watch maybe 2 more views per day. Hers went up there, and it's like, you know, 3 hours, and suddenly there's 14 million people watching, and then it goes up to like 100 million.
Oh, I yes.
Gugush
is an iconic artist in our community.
And such a sweet
our
woman.
Our people
oh my
love
God.
Her so much.
She was
oh,
so
cool
nice.
Is the right word.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely, she was always cool. You know, it doesn't matter what age she was. And that's so cool you were
yeah,
in her music. We loved
that.
I didn't even know that.
Wow,
that
was a cool story.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Eric, one thing stuck out to me as an actor, Eric, was when Mickey Rourke won his Spirit Award.
Independence Spirit.
First thing he said, before even he grabbed the award, the first thing out of his mouth, before even he says hello, he said, Eric Robert is one of the best actors I've ever worked with before. That is incredible. As an actor, how did you feel about it?
Well, it was interesting. I was home that day, and my wife said, I get home from the gym, and my wife goes, oh yeah, Mickey called, and he's been nominated for an Independent Spirit Award, and he wants you there tonight to support him. I said, okay. Yeah. Okay, do I have to get dressed up? She said, yeah. Said, okay. So the whole day went past, and she says, it's time to go. I said, where are we going? She says, to the awards, to Mickey. Oh, I did. I forgot. Okay. I went and got dressed. Okay. We get there, and I say, hey, Mickey. Hey, Eric. Hey, good luck. Okay. We said, and then he wins the award, and he talks about me. I was very embarrassed, but very touched. It was because, you know, when Mickey says your name, and what I did to my mother-in-law, her mom said, don't hide your face anymore, because he said, Eric Roberts. And I put my head in my lap because I didn't know where he was going.
Yeah.
And I've known Mickey now 25, 28 years, whatever it is, and you don't know where Mickey's going. So I didn't know what he's going to say. So I didn't want, you know, my face on camera going. So I just hid my face. And he said the nicest thing that anybody's ever said except her.
And, yeah. Oh, God. دوستان عزیزم مرسی که برنامه امشب رو دیدین انشالله که دوست داشتین و اگه دوست نداشتین خاک بر سر من با امید دیدار هفته آینده شب شما بخیر سیبی
رازی که 26 سال است پنهان مونده است.
من همین شانس یا بدشانسی تاریخی رو داشتم که تونستم خیلی چیزا رو ببینم. اول کسایی تو صف بودن که کمترین مدافع رو تو جامعه داشتن.
26مین سالگرد کشتار 67.
هیچ جا انتسان دبیر نیه؟
نه دبیر مانه تو بجه کمو.
من رضا علامه‌زاده کارگردان فیلم مستند داستانی با من از دریا بگو شما هموطنان عزیزم به ویژه نسل جوان امروز ایران رو دعوت می‌کنم که این فیلم رو روز شنبه 8 شهریور ساعت 8 شب به وقت تهران و 11:30 صبح به وقت واشنگتن از تلویزیون صدای آمریکا در برنامه اکران ببین.
کاش تو دخترم فقط یه آرزو نبودی و تو واقعیتم وجود داشتی.